The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
You're listening to Vectus Radio, FM 104.6, and with me now I've got Simon Bryant, who has a very important role to play in the current situation we all find ourselves in. Hello, Simon.
Good morning. How are you, Ian?
I'm very well, thank you. Before we get started, we just want to know, who is Simon Bryant? What do you do?
I'm Simon Bryant. I'm the Director of Public Health for the Isle of Wight. So that means I have a responsibility to oversee improvements to health of the population, including protecting them from spread of viruses such as COVID and the pandemic we're currently dealing with. So my role is to understand where the virus is spreading, to take any mitigation actions in line with national guidance to prevent the spread of infection and manage any outbreaks should they occur in different settings and different situations on the island.
What's the biggest thing before March of this year? What's the biggest thing you've ever had to work on?
I, being the Director of Public Health, is a really exciting role because it's about improving the health of the population. We have some big public health challenges that haven't gone away, including healthy weight, smoking, and alcohol consumption are really key things that we need to support, alongside the fact we have an ageing population. So how do we promote healthy ageing? So a number of key things that we need to think about, not just in COVID times.
Obviously, this is a massive step up, and it's been placed, a lot of weight has been placed upon your shoulders. And, you know, firstly, we look at the situation here on the Isle of Wight over the last 6 to 8 months. The numbers have been relatively low, and that's probably because of all the things that we have in place that you and your team are currently working on. But we've obviously noticed an increase in numbers now.
Yeah, that's right. We have, as you say, we've seen an increase in numbers, and across the country and across the island, the numbers and of cases are rising. And when we look at our 7-day rate, which is the number of new cases in the last 7 days, we see that's going up, and that and we need to do all we can to prevent the spread of infection, following the guidance nationally, thinking about maintaining our social distancing, and if we can't, to wear face coverings and protective equipment if that's what our workplace requires, washing our hands thoroughly, all really key things we can do to prevent this rise in infection. It's really important as an island community that we all think about the actions we can take during this period of increased restrictions and further prevent the spread of infection.
So when we look at the numbers now and the way they were the numbers on the island expected to increase the way that they have?
We knew that following the end of the first lockdown back in the early summer that we'd see an increase rising cases because that's how pandemics work. We knew it was going to increase, so we were doing all we could to prevent that spread, and we've done really well on the island, and I really want to thank everyone for what they're doing. However, this increase during this kind of autumn period is something that we need to further get a handle on an island, so that we can further prevent the spread of infection.
So we can sort of, you know, put some, I don't know, kind of logic behind it. Is there a reason why the numbers have increased on the island?
So as we see further social interactions, we know that the virus spreads through social interactions, which is why we're promoting the 2 meters. So as there are more social interactions, the virus spreads more. It hasn't gone away, and we knew that. So we just need to further reduce our social interactions to prevent the spread of infection.
I mean, the numbers have increased in schools. I think in the news today that a fifth school have been affected, and all the relevant precautions have been put in place. You know, they're now self-isolating and so on. Is there a point at some time in the near future that you look at schools being open and thinking, well, maybe it's not the best thing to do?
We know that education is really important for the health and well-being of our children, and we work really well with our colleagues in the schools and in education to prevent the spread of infection, which is why there's a number of measures put in place should there be a case. Equally, it's important, the school's doing really well, to manage the spread of the the virus and prevent spread in the first place. So thinking about how they have shifted their opening times and start times for different pupils, how they're managing things like lunch times and after school. So there's a number of things they're putting in place. But we do know that, and we were expecting cases in schools because that's how the virus, we know, as I said, the virus spreads through social interaction. Education is very important, so we're doing what we can to prevent that and manage those outbreaks and stop the spread as soon as we hear of a case.
Is the possibility of closing schools on the cards? And if so, is it a government decision or is it a local decision?
It happens due to, as I said, the importance of maintaining education. We're following the Department for Education's guidelines, so we'd be in line with that to take decisions to close schools in line with the Department for Education.
Is that on the cards at the moment?
At the minute, you know, we're in a period of national restrictions and schools haven't closed. So we're working in those national restrictions and we'll carry on doing that, which at this point in time says schools should remain open and it's the right thing for children and young people to be in education.
Is it fair to say, I mean, we were saying at the weekend that we've become maybe a little bit relaxed here on the island. I know the figures are low and I know the people are doing, what's necessary and they're working hard. And that's the reason why our figures are low. But I've been talking to a few people that seem to think that other figures are low. So they're kind of relaxed about it and asking the question, why have we gone into lockdown? And I sort of checked the figures last week and, this was on Friday. And I think just in 6 days, we had 47 cases. So the numbers are going up and it is kind of scary. So, I mean, is there a message for Isle of Wight people not to become complacent?
Absolutely. You've really explained that well. So we've seen a rise in number of cases. And obviously we're part of the English legal we follow the English guidance, and across the country we've seen increasing cases, and we know that particularly in the northwest of England that has been really dramatic, and we want to do all we can to prevent that rise in our local area so that we don't end up in the situation of the northwest of England and that we keep supporting those measures, keep implementing those measures that the government have brought out during these increased restrictions so that we can prevent that rise of infection for the island. Because what we want to do is see those cases come down in due course due to the measures being put in place. So, again, I want to thank the island residents. We're doing a great job. We need to keep up that great job to further prevent spread of infection.
The Welsh are coming out of their current lockdown restrictions, I believe, today. And obviously all eyes will be on them. And they do say that the figures won't really make any sense until, 2 weeks' time. I'm guessing you're watching that with interest. And if the figures, just say, for instance, if the Welsh figures have made no difference at all, will that influence anything come December the 3rd?
So with regard to the Welsh figures, and we do know that with the restrictions and what are called non-pharmaceutical interventions, so the interventions we're putting in place about social distancing, hand hygiene and reduced social contact, they take a couple of weeks to really embed. So we really need to watch those figures carefully locally and nationally to see what's happening. And then government will make a decision around the 2nd of December and what we need to do following that. And what we need to do nationally and locally following the end of this period of time.
Where are our figures at the moment? Just say, for instance, looking ahead to December when we come out of the lockdown situation, which tier would we be in?
So at the minute, in the last 7 days, we had 76 new cases, and that's a rate of 53.6 per 100,000. So again, we're in a really good position, but that's an increase on last week and, as you said, the week before. So it's going up rather than down, and we really want to see these figures plateauing and coming down.
So if we hadn't been in lockdown now, which tier would we be in?
So prior to lockdown, we were looking at we were in the middle tier and we were doing really well, and that was where our figures were saying that we fitted in. So we were in the middle tier. However, we were seeing cases rise.
So it is a really important point of time at the moment. You know, the numbers are going up, and people need to mix or balance being, I don't want to use the term scared, but I don't want them to be complacent either. There is a balance, and we need to be aware. I think rather than scare, it's all about being aware. The numbers are going up. Don't be complacent.
You're absolutely right. I don't want people to be scared. I think people should be mindful and aware of the situation and really being aware of the social distancing measures and the reduced social contact that's been asked of them through these increased restrictions. So it's not meeting another household. When you go out and exercise, you can meet one other person, and it's really reducing that social contact to prevent the spread of infection. If you can work from home, you should work from home, and think about all those other things people can do, and then we will see the reduction in number of infections on the island.
What do you expect to happen if things stay the same? I know this is a really hard question to answer because, you know, how long is a piece of string? But what do you see happening when we come out of lockdown? I've seen words from government say we will be coming out, and what will happen is everybody will go into their the tiers that represent their area, the numbers that represent their areas. Is that what's going to happen?
My understanding is that following the end of the national period of restrictions, we will then go back into the tiered system we had prior to the national restrictions, and then we will be working again with national and local to implement the right measures for those tiers.
Is there anything else you want to add and sort of, you know, because I'm looking at this whole situation and thinking, you know, people like yourself, you know, you are working behind the scenes. You are the one that's and your team working incredibly hard. And, you know, there are people like myself that, you know, scratching my head sometimes because I look at the stuff that's coming out locally and I think that's brilliant advice. And I come out and hear things nationally and I think, well, that conflicts what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. I just want to thank all the island residents for what we are doing to prevent the spread of infection. I think it's great. We need to continue doing that and to manage that so that actually we can move forward with this virus and kind of take the relevant action so that we can get back to some kind of normality that we understand.
Okay, is there anything else you want to add, Simon?
I really want to thank everyone for what they're doing so that we can further reduce the spread of infection. It's really important. And the more we can do that, the better position the island will be in terms of number of cases. And then we can protect our NHS and save lives.
Thank you for joining us today, Simon. And thank you for what you're doing.
No problem at all. Very nice to speak to you, Ian.